Roman's Pizza in Clearwater, Florida. The Clearwater location opened in October 2016. The Greenwalds have been in the restaurant industry for 26 years. They have owned multiple restaurants in the past, including their first location of Big Roman's on the East Coast. Lonnie and Laura's menu contains their own recipes, which they have developed and perfected throughout their years of experience. Everything in the restaurant is homemade and made to order. They grind their own cheese, make pizza sauces and marinara, and roll all of their own dough. Everything is made fresh. At Big Roman's, they care about the quality they are putting out and only serve the best. And of course, I've got to mention one of the best-selling items on their menu, the Roman Sicilian Hot Bake. What is it, you ask? Oh, stuffed. With a large serving of ham, capicola, salami, provolone, banana peppers, lettuce, tomato, onion, and dressing inside of pizza dough, basted with garlic butter and Parmesan cheese. You're hungry, aren't you? Other recommended dishes are the meatball stuffed garlic knots. Yes, meatballs stuffed inside of garlic knots. And of course, the Roman Deluxe Pizza with pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper, and black olives. Everything on the menu is delicious. Dine in, takeout, and free delivery are offered at Big Roman's. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special. A 16-inch large pizza with two toppings, just $13.95. Check them out for lunch. Weekday special, two slices of cheese pizza and a drink for just $4. Again, Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater.
Tampa Bay.
Hey guys, how's it going today?
Beautiful day, beautiful.
It's very beautiful for sure. We're here today and we're doing another show live right over here in this radio studio. And we have a couple people here with us. It's Talk Tan Talk Radio Network at AM 1340, AM 1350, and AM 1400. Also an FM at 106.1. And www.tantalknetwork.com. So let's get started and let's rock and roll. So who's going to go first? Grady?
All right, well, I'll introduce
Sean.
Sean. Damn.
Sean.
All right, so a little about yourself.
A little about Sean is I am a vaporizer owner. I have two shops now. We just opened up Yoki Roungy Vapor and Kratom Lounge in Dunedin, Florida. It's a little new. Yoki Roungy, nobody knows what that stands for. It's Japanese for vapor lounge, so unfortunately nobody knows Japanese, so we had to be redundant in the name itself. But then we also own O2Easy over there in Largo on Belcher and Olmerton.
All right.
So we're really trying to get the new location pumping and busy, and it's a really cool space, and the decor is beautiful. We did murals and everything, so we're excited about it.
Nice. Now, what are the addresses again?
The Dunedin is 1092 Pinehurst Road, Dunedin. It's actually right off of Main. Just pull in the Carmelitas and go straight back. You'll see our big vape banners, and then the other one is located at 13433 Belcher Road South in Largo.
So. All right, perfect. And we have Jay from Jay's Treasures. He's going to have a big rock
party. You could call
rock party going on.
You call it that.
Exactly. It's a big
rock party. What it is, yeah.
All different sizes of rocks.
All right. So how's excuse me, guys. We're actually eating this delicious pizza. Where did we get it from again? I think it was from
Frank's
Pizza. Yeah. We're eating this good pizza from Frank's Pizza, and we appreciate it. And so my name is Jay. I'm from Jay's Treasures. I'm a real-life, modern-day treasure hunter in the flesh. I know people are like, what do you mean? What do you mean by that? But my whole life, I was born a treasure hunter, and as a little boy, I found something buried in my backyard, And then my whole life after that, I dug so deep until I ended up finding myself. So now that I climbed out, they're calling me a rock star. So I'm trying to give it back to the community one rock at a time. And actually, I was supposed to go live real quick on Facebook. I just remembered. So let me get that going, too, and everything like that. But we're at 813 Dodecanese Boulevard, Tarpon Springs, Florida, right on the world-famous Sponge Docks. You can't miss us. I'm in deep inside of a lighthouse mall. So when you're going down, if you've ever been to the Sponge Docks, it's the largest Greek community in America that harvests sponges. And what's neat about it is that they're over 100 years old, and their whole time they never really changed. So it's almost like a little Athens back in the 1950s. So when you go there, it's like VIP treatment the whole way. And again, the address is 813 Dodecanese Boulevard, Tarpon Springs, Florida. And you, it's free parking any day of the week in our parking lot. And my number is 813-359-7025. If you would like to come on in or give me a call or anything like that. And what we're doing today is we're actually launching a full-blown rock party. What Grady was talking about earlier is that we're actually... Okay, so I took over this collection of rocks. This guy was about 80. He was a wholesaler for like 50 years. And he was just done with it. And he's like, Jay, take me out. And I'm like, I don't want to take nobody out. You know, I'm not that kind of guy. He's like, take me out. So literally he helped me out so much that I had enough backbone that I could take him over and become the treasure man full blown. So it's not fair to, you know, to keep, you know, he gave me like 50,000 pounds of rough rocks. So it's really not fair to keep that all to myself. So what I'm doing today and from now on is I'm launching a full-blown rock party to give back to the community in need. So if you know any hospice centers, adoption agencies, you know, burn units, anything that anybody that needs their spirit lifted, I'm their guy for the job. You know, what I'm doing by that is that I'm going to host any event if people want to. We're going to set up different meetings at different hospitals and other stuff where we actually go there, make our own pet rocks. I bring all the materials, and by the end of it, we're going to take pictures. We're going to post it on a website I'm going to design myself, so you're going to be locked in stone forever. Your legacy will live on. So, you know, that's the coolest part. You know what I mean? God forbid, you know, if there's no death, there's no life. So when anybody ever passes away, it's a sad time for the rest of the family that's still around. And what's neat about what I'm doing here is I'm actually bringing their spirit up, because even in the death, there's a little piece of them, and it's like a piece of their history. So people are going to laugh. You know, they're going to be like, oh, how cute is my dad, or how cute is my mom making this thing?
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, and so I'm going to do that on a worldwide scale. Nice. I'm going to start. I have to start small. You know, I'm only one person, you know, with a hope and a dream. But with your guys' help and the world's help, we could all stick together like a bunch of mud, and we can make this thing happen one rock at a time. So I don't know if your guys are ready, but I know I am. Okay. So
it's very uplifting.
Yeah. Well, it's my love. You know what I mean? If you don't give, you don't get. You know what
exactly.
I mean? That, I found that out as a little boy. I buried a ring every day, and I would dig it up, and the ring actually disappeared. And then I excavated the whole yard, and I never found that ring, but I found this letter opener with the Native American face on the handle. And so what's cool is I was like, man, they got my ring. My dad gave me that. But what's really neat is that I realized if you don't give, you don't get. So you have to give to get. Like the waves crashing in, the waves crashing out, the moon rising high, the thing going low. You know, it's all a sequence. It's a clock ticking down till it has to stop. But guess what? When we're on this life, let's make it count. That's all I'm saying.
That's great.
You know what I mean? Everybody's hiding from. What are they hiding from? Let's all stick together. Let's all say, come on, guys, let's rock and roll together, and let's go to different communities. Let's go to the underprivileged areas.
That'd be awesome.
You know, let's go. You know, I would set up. Here's one of my dreams. It's something cool. So set up a random tent in the middle of nowhere, the heart of the hood. It could be anywhere. It could be any different area. Set up a tent. You know, have a family reunion, and I'm not even anybody's family in that area, but have a family because you know we're all related because we're all made with the rocks. So actually, we are all related. So we're like a family reunion. We're going to gather all these people in different areas and give them a free rock party that the world can enjoy. So by the end of it, they're like, man, nobody's ever gave me anything my whole life. But guess what? Now they have. So from there, it's a trickle effect that's going to ripple and make the whole world change forever for the better. So that's what I'm doing, is I'm lifting the spirit of the world one rock at a time. Enough with me. I'm so sorry. I'm a talkaholic. I've been going to meetings for it. But I'm going to pass it on because it ain't fair for Grady to talk about his rock star party himself. Give it to us, Grady. Wow,
I like that. That's pretty awesome.
Well, you know, we're all rock stars. That's the coolest part.
That's true.
We're all made from dirt, so we're all rock stars.
Go, that Grady. It's your birthday.
There you go. All, give it to us, Grady.
Alrighty. Short and sweet. I own a mixed martial arts gym in Clearwater at 14100 U.S. Highway 19 North, Unit 130 in Clearwater. So anyways, I teach children from 6 years and older. When you beat on your kids, child abuse, but when I beat on them, it's self-defense. It's MMA. So I'm teaching them boxing, kickboxing, submission grappling, respect, discipline, self-control. You know, the same thing as any other martial art, but it's more realistic. And we do an anti-bullying program where I teach the kids to stick up for themselves and so on and so on. But we also have classes for, you know, the parents, for like the cardio kickboxing, women's self-defense. So we do a lot of that stuff. My number is real easy. It's 727-72-MMA-72. And feel free to come in anytime. I'm there Monday through Thursday from 12:30 to 9 p.m. Sundays, 1 to 3 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, we end up doing privates. And that's pretty much it, you know, really. We try to end up, we're a family atmosphere. So, you know, it's a family mixed martial arts gym. There's no egos, no attitudes, just training. Everybody there likes to push each other and help them get better. And that's pretty much what we do. And that's pretty much it really right there.
Well, we need protection in our lives. You know, you got to be secure. You know, if confidence is key to success. So, you know, he gives you that confidence to never give up on your dreams. It could be anything. It could be the smallest thing in the world. As long as you believe, you can achieve anything.
Well, kids need that. They need that structure today. And I think that outlet for them is very, and teaching them, you know, how to have that self-control, the bullying thing, which is obviously an epidemic.
It's out of control.
Yeah, it really is. So I commend you for that.
Yeah, I'll drink to that. Cheers, for sure.
Cheers.
Well, my name is Sean, and I am the owner of O2 Easy Vapor Lounge. We have a huge selection of premium e-liquids. We also do custom blending there still, which is a rarity these days. We also serve kava and kratom. And those are the two things that I would really like to speak about today, because a lot of people don't know what those two products are. And I think they, you know, kratom has a bad rap, but I have customers that have lupus, cancer, back pain, you name it. Both of these products can help and aid with that, and they're much more affordable than a lot of the CBD products and other things that are available on the market. So kratom is basically most related to like a coffee plant. They grow it in parts like Indonesia and Asia. It's been around for centuries, and these people have used this for centuries for pain, for sedation, for many things. I even have a lady coming in for kratom to get off of her seizure medicine. So in my opinion, yeah, medicine is great. Western medicine, when it works, is fine, but if it's a natural product, I would much rather see someone on a natural product versus something that is Western made and has who knows whatever other side effects. How many times do you see commercials and they're promoting some type of medication and say, and it has this, and this side effect? You know, it's kind of like, well, geez, that sounds way worse than what I had to begin with.
Yes.
So the kratom, there's green strands, there's yellow, there's white. We basically just carry red and green, the strongest strands of each. But really, it's basically induced into a tea. You take the pulp out, and it's can be a quite bitter product. However, the side effects, the worst side effect you can get is nausea, and that's when you just take, you know, like an antacid 30 minutes before administering the product. Or you can take something as natural as ginger. Fresh ginger can actually be a natural anti-nauseating piece. So can other things, but that is not discussed on the radio today. So with the kratom, it really does. The green is uplifting. It's energizing. And then a lot of people will take that. They'll go to the gym. A lot of people mix the red with the green and have that even keel. So the red is what I really want to talk about. They all the strands, all the colored strands have pain relieving properties. However, the red has so much. I mean, it can help you sleep. It helps with anxiety. People that have PTSD, you know, the back pain, lupus, suffering from cancer and the pain from, you know, say chemo and all of that. It really is an amazing product. And Kratom has got a bad rap, and I really want to spend some time on it because, you know, the AKA, which is the American Kratom Association, they're fighting hard to keep this on the market, and it's so important. I have so many customers that really, truly need this product. And it gets a bad name because it actually talks to the receptors in your brain, and it says, hey, I'm receiving an opiate. As we all know, there's an opiate epidemic in this country, and when you're receiving an opiate from a plant leaf, and then you don't want the opiate, obviously that's a natural way to cure yourself. And I have hundreds and hundreds of testimonials from my customers for this product. So it gets a bad rap because of that. However, if it gets you off of it, more power to you. This is a plant leaf that is ground down to a fine pulp. The worst you're going to get is nausea. Now, are there people who double dab? And what I mean by that is they're taking the opiate and they're taking the kratom.
That's crazy.
Yes, but yeah. That's their problem. You know what I mean? We always recommend, you know, moderation for everything, just like everything.
Too much
world.
Of anything, too you much get sick it. From it. You yeah. know? It's guaranteed.
Exactly.
You
know? So
it's called gluttony. It's called gluttony.
Exactly.
You know? That's what it is.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
So you have too much of it, then you say, okay, I'm going to have a little bit less or, you know, steer off of it. But I have one gal that comes in and, you know, she has severe pain. She had a car accident and she lives with full-blown pain all day, all night, and it usually hits, you know, worse at night. The CBD products help, but they're so expensive. There's a lot of different CBD products on them. Some work, some don't.
Yeah.
So, and then you're taking a gamble with, say, a $60 to $80 price point where you can get something like this for $20.
Yeah.
And then there's the flip side is the kava. The kava also is a calming agent. It has some pain relieving properties.
I heard about that too. Yeah,
it's kava, and
yeah.
it acts more like the benzo. So when I say benzo, more like say an alcohol buzz would give you after obviously a few one little small shot. They call them bulas. So a bartender will serve, you know, the kava in these little coconut shells and say bula, and he raises, and then everybody downs the hatch with the kava. But it can be infused. It can taste very rooty, but we have some really creative recipes at both of my shops where you'll get that, and it won't taste like the root dirt.
And it's all natural. You know, there's no dye involved. No, you know,
none of that.
You look in the back of a book at any grocery store, you'll see over 25 to 50 different chemicals in it. We can't even pronounce.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
What's even crazier is that when we research it, it takes you in a loop-de-loop, so you don't even know what they're even making out of it. That's the craziest part. Playing, you know what I mean? It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a game of, you know, it's a game of life, and that's sad that people are playing with it.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean? They, you know, back, you know, 100, 200 years ago, you know, they're raking stuff straight off the ground, giving it to everybody, and, you know, there's no complaints. There was not, you know, there's no forms of anything. No.
But we
no.
didn't have pesticides,
you know,
and all this crap
nothing,
that they're,
you know,
putting
yeah.
into our food. I mean,
yeah.
I don't even get me started on
yeah,
GMOs.
GMOs, yeah, that's pretty wild.
Yeah,
you know,
also, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, nobody was on meds.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah. And now, today, everybody's got a medicine for everything. You sneeze
everybody.
Wrong and you get a medicine from
yeah,
the doctor.
It's out of control.
It really is.
Now, do me a favor. Kratom, for people like me, I don't know a darn thing about it. Well, how do you take it?
You infuse it into some people do a toss and wash is what they call it. They'll just put the powder. It has to be infused with some form of citrus. Concentrate lemon juice is the easiest to come
all
by,
right.
So that's the most common. But, you know, OJ, grapefruit juice, whatever is very high in acidic matter, because it actually releases the alkaloids and the molecules that give you those relieving properties.
All right.
So we do like what we call a cold brew process. Some infuse it into like an organic tea, and once the boiling point goes down, then they stir the kratom powder in, and then they make it into a nice tea, flavored up with, say, Monin flavors is what we use, because they have such a wide array, coconut, pineapple, raspberry,
yeah.
pomegranate, you name it, anything to sweeten that deal, because it is quite bitter.
No, definitely.
But then you can also add like a sweet tea. We use Golden Peak because it's the sweetest.
Yeah.
And then it really flavors it up, and people find it quite enjoyable. And after they get used to it, they really like, God, this is such a better product. And, you know, you take an opiate, take an oxy, and, you know, you feel woozy and out of not yourself.
Yeah.
And people know that you're not normal as well.
Yeah,
on this Kratom product, you're in total control.
Yeah.
So we also sell a full line of CBD as well, and smoke stuff and vaporizers and, you know, mods and pens and tanks and all of that. But however, so we're kind of like a one-stop shop, both locations. But the Kava and Kratom, I used to buy 20 kilos and it would last me for 3 months. I'm up to like 60 kilos a month.
You know, I know like four people that have actually gotten off of opioids by using them.
Yes, it's a amazing product.
Yeah, that's why it's, you know, some people were like, oh, it shouldn't be out on the market or whatever, but it's natural and it's much better for you.
Yeah. And the main people, why people kind of like, if they have tried it, we actually allow you to try it for your first time for $1, and then we have happy hour from like 2 to 7, which is dirt, you know, very inexpensive. It's like $3 for a 9-ounce glass, which is a great deal. So there's a lot of ways, but a lot of people who have tried it and say they're turned off by it because they get that nausea. We've actually done some research, and I talked about that earlier before you came with us, that you can actually take a fresh ginger or even they have ginger candies that you can just keep in your purse.
Right.
You should try to take it 30 minutes before you're going to administer Kratom, or an antacid can help with that as well. And then they say once you administer or take the product of Kratom, then 30 minutes later, try to have a small meal, something that will settle everything. So that is a way around it. And I was one of those person that had a little bit of a nausea issue with it. So that has helped me administer that for myself.
Oh, well, that's good.
It can get people off of alcohol, methadone, heroin. I mean, I can't say enough about this product.
Yes.
Kava doesn't have the nausea because, again, it acts like a benzo, whereas Kratom could have, like, you know, almost in the cannabis department for psychoactive nausea. But actually, cannabis can be a natural nausea.
Yes.
Anti-nausea. So.
That is true.
So do you try? So are they both the same way then, as far as like the you do the Kratom and the Kava the same way if you're going to make it?
Yes, but Kava is administered in a slightly smaller dose, but each one will have like a really thick pulp that comes from it. You can buy a muslin bag. Some people that don't know a muslin bag. M-U-S-L-I-N is a Nancy. You can get them off of Amazon, but or cheesecloth, anything that will help strain that pulp away from the liquid itself.
Right, like a tea bag.
Yeah. Some people even go and buy pantyhose if they're in a pinch, you know.
Yep.
So you can get creative and think outside of the box, but it's just a great product. And Kava, too, will have that it's actually the root of the plant, so it's even stronger. That's why we serve it in smaller doses. But that too will have, you know, the root all broken up, and you'll see the little specks of the root as you're blending it. That's what we do in blending. But the old traditional style is to actually pour it in the coconut milk and like knead it, almost like milking a cow for hours. That's the Kava portion. The two are very different. Kratom has to be induced by a citrus, and then Kava is more induced by a milk fat. So the higher the milk fat content, the better in your dose is going to be.
Oh, I guess we are joined by a caller. Hi.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi. Who is this?
Hi. I am Susan from Allen's Barbershop.
Oh, hi, Susan. How are you?
Very good.
Oh, it's great to hear from you.
Yes. And I just want to put it out there, we get good haircuts and shaves and, you know, clean them up.
Yeah, you guys have been over there for a real long time.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
Yes. And Alan's the owner, and then Dan and myself, Susan.
Right. And what's your address and phone number that people can get in contact with you?
2160 Main Street in Dunedin, Florida.
Well, I need a haircut, so I'll be there soon.
Yeah, they're located right there in the Walmart Plaza on Main Street.
So, you know, I do a lot of the ladies, if they need a trim, save them a lot of money going through all these fancy salons. And the barber, you know, like, you know, I do a lot of men shaving and clean them up their beards and everything. So, you know.
You know, do you, I need a trim. Do you charge extra for long hair?
No.
Really? That's amazing.
Come on.
That was my next question.
My hair is down to past my butt, so I just need to trim, though.
Very, very low price. Their haircuts are $9, $11. Can't go wrong with that.
Oh, can't go wrong with that. That's even cheaper than Fantastic Sam's and all that.
Yeah.
Yes. Just wanted to pull in, but you know that we're over here, and then the guys, a lot of older men too. They can't get out because they can't shave. They should bring them in. I can shave and clean them up nice, you know.
Yeah, you guys do the hot towel shaves, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Those are young. Maybe you could do my legs.
No.
You know? That'd be great. I think about that sometimes. Like, you get sick of shaving.
Just shave my legs. Tonight,
right?
<please. laughs>
Yeah, I definitely get tired of shaving, for real.
All right,
Susan. Well, thank you so much. And that's Allen's Barbershop. And what's your address and phone number one more time?
It's 2160 Main Street, okay?
And the phone
number is going to be 727-736-0452.
All right, 736-0452. So you guys can go check out Allen's Barber. They've been there for a real long time. They do a great job over there. All right. Thank you so much, Susan. And it was so good to talk to you. Have a great day.
Okay. Yeah, you too. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And I guess we have another caller. I don't know who's calling in, so you have to tell me who you are.
Well, hello. I hope I'm dialing at the right time. My name is Becky O'Brien, and I was invited by a man who often speaks with Brian. His name's Danny Garcia.
Absolutely. I love Danny. Reverend Danny is awesome.
Great. Well, I guess I had the pleasure of meeting you. I don't know who you are. This is funny. We both don't know who each other is.
Well, I'm Tammy. I'm Brian's business partner, actually, and we're in the studio today with some of my clients. We have Jay and Don and Sean.
We rhyme.
We do.
Well, it sounds like a friendly bunch, but Danny and I, we help people live younger longer and look younger longer. He has quite a story of health recovery that I helped him with, and you know, I don't know if that's a topic you want to talk about right now, because you're not expecting it, but Danny.
Let me just say, I don't mean to interrupt you, but Danny, I would have never guessed when I first met him. This man walks thousands of miles.
Yes.
Like, literally, yes. He walked from here to Washington, D.C. Like, this is what he does to raise awareness for different causes, and he's been doing it for many years. He is in his 70s. If you were to meet this man, you would never, serious, ever. I thought he was in his 40s, for real. Like, he has so much energy. He looks amazing. So that was you that helped him with that.
That was me.
Awesome.
And of course, the Lord. We both share that common faith together.
Yes, of course.
And is this Brian in? Oh, no, these are your other three friends that are there. Okay.
Yeah, Brian's actually making phone calls today. So
I
said,
this is a supposed to happen thing here, guys.
Absolutely.
So I so appreciate you sharing that. Yeah, I've known Danny and his wife Jackie now for about 10 years. And we just became fast friends. And he came to me with his health condition, and I did the health assessment that I've been doing for 24 years to help people. And his story is one of my favorites because we got to keep him going. You know,
for sure.
I mean, he's walking all over the place to help people. And yes, it's for all different kinds of causes. You know, nonprofit organizations. The list is numerous, and his website is actually I know what his website is for the business. Oh, here it is. Global Prayer Walker, I think it is. Oh my goodness, I should know that by heart. Well, Danny will probably hop on in just a little while.
Okay.
But what he and I do together is we offer complimentary health consults.
Oh.
And I do have that website. Could I have the liberty of going ahead and giving that?
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
He would want to be giving it if he was here. He said he dialed in and it went to voicemail. Maybe that's because I'm on.
We had a few callers on the hold, so that could be.
Oh, okay. So he's probably in the queue. Well, then let me just give you his website, and then I'll get off so you can talk to him. It's www.globalwalk, that's all one word, .my, and then here's an interesting word, Shackley, Shakelee, .com. So it's www.globalwalk.myshackley.com.
Yes,
Shackley
thank you.
Is a it's a wellness company. It's been around since 1956.
Oh.
And so it's our company of choice for recommending the best safe natural products that you could possibly use.
Oh, that's great.
Which is
so
what helps
that
is recovery.
If you could just briefly, what exactly do you do? So you recommend products to people, or do you ship products, or?
We match up. We have a health print called a health print, a health assessment. It's a quick 20-question questionnaire that's on that website that I just gave you. It's a health print. And when we receive that report, which was put together by this, 62-year-old wellness company in combination with Mayo Clinic, Harvard University, and so forth, then we are able to make recommendations based on your profile. So it's very specific. And, we're not just guessing.
Right. So that's awesome. So you help people in the direction that they need to go. Because honestly, a lot of people need that assistance. You might not be feeling very well. You may not, have a lot of energy or just, and even minor aches and pains. But you just don't know what to do about it. So reach out.
Yeah, I don't like doctors. And I'm going to the doctor for the first time in a few years. Tomorrow morning, actually, at 10 a.m. But I'm so anxious because I just don't want to be prescribed a bunch of. The only thing I take is Zyrtec for my skin allergy, and I don't want to be on a bunch of medicine. So I definitely want to look at your page. I'm all about the more healthier route than versus Western medicine. I think they give too much of it out, and I don't want to fall into that trap. So I'm actually having I'm getting into that hot flash stage. So I want to find something that's going to help me with that. So
I did a little research on stuff. I know black cohosh is one thing, and valerian root, and there's a few others.
I heard about valerian root.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Well, I'm sure more than I do.
All right, we have all of the above, and the sources are also safe too, because your plant is only going to be as healthy as the soil it was grown in. So,
yes.
What was your name again?
My name is Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Hi.
Well, I don't know if you want to, give your information over the radio here, but, as far as contacting you, but please do go to Danny's website.
Globalwalk.com/my, or it's dot.
Give it
one more time.
Yeah, thank you so much, Tammy, www.globalwalk, GLOBALWALK, then a dot, all these dots, a dot, and then like all one word here, my Shackley, it's MYSHAKLEE, and then another dot.
I have it written down. Thank you so much.
Oh, Sean. Well, God bless you. And I believe Danny is, I just got a text here that Danny just talked to Brian and is dialing now.
Okay, great.
I hear you, Betty.
And you've got another
Danny.
Person.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Hi, Danny. Is that you?
How are you doing?
I'm good.
It sounds you're the host there.
Aww.
It sounds like I'm the host. No, Tammy is just a very gracious host, and I've just met Sean, Danny, who's interested in going to your website and take the health print. So, you know what? God's timing's always perfect, right?
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you know who's going to go on it, too? Who's going to take it? It's Brian. I was just talking with him.
Ah, well, there you go.
Because he's dealing with diabetes, so
I mean,
you know how it works for me. In 2 weeks, I didn't have to take insulin anymore. That was, to me, that was my miracle. And neuropathy?
And Danny, Tammy just gave you the most amazing compliment because she, you know, said you look like you're 30 years younger than you are. So there you go. So we live younger, longer, and look younger, longer. LYL.
Thank you, Tammy.
So you found a natural cure for neuropathy?
Well, it seems to me like it. We don't say it. We don't say that the product cures anything, but it's been around for 60 years, and there's so many testimonies. And Becky, you know, Becky is, you know, she's just a very special lady. I was going through this thing with diabetes, and then I experienced neuropathy, which is that those needles on the bottom of your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had also arthritis. I couldn't open and close my hand. And she told me about the product, and I got on it. I took the health test, and it took 2 minutes.
Well, I'll be sending another lady your way, too, then, because she's still trying to deal with the nausea of the kratom, and that's when I brought forth with her the antacid and the ginger. However, if this doesn't work for her, she doesn't feel comfortable moving forward with it, maybe you can help her with something.
Yeah, it also helps with the weight. Like, I mean, I've lost, you know, inches on my body, and I've been on it now 2 months, and energy. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I've walked all over the world, and I usually get ulcers, especially like,
Oh, Danny, I think your phone's breaking up a little bit.
Can you hear me okay now?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll hear you good, Danny.
Yeah, so there's different kinds of products that I get, and I try them, and they're okay, but this just blew me out of the water.
That's what I like to hear.
I broke down, and I got to be honest with you, I literally cried a little bit because...
Yeah,
well, you know, you got to always have a positive outlook, you know, just keep growing from there.
Well, I felt like quitting because the medication that the doctors were giving me side effects. Yeah. Now, how can I walk 50 miles or 25 miles around the world and continue walking for different charities? How can I do that if I'm so messed up and it makes you dizzy? Some of the side effects makes you dizzy. You can't, or unbalanced, you can't walk.
Yeah.
So I prayed, and then it happened. I contacted Becky. Becky told me about what to do, and I just followed her instructions. Very simple and very effective, and, you know, gosh, I mean, I don't know. It's just being well now. I feel whole. I feel complete. I feel like a new person. I feel younger.
Yeah, you filled up an empty void. You filled up an empty void you had, you know, and you fixed it. You know, that's the best part about it. You figure it out, you fix it, and you grow from there with it. How old are you? 73, you said?
73.
You sound like you're 30.
You're getting younger by the minute.
Oh, my God.
Just keep talking. I keep getting younger.
Oh, my God. Yeah. See, I'm 30. I just turned 32 years old, but my whole life, you know, I was wrapped around treasures, you know, antiques, collectibles. You know, I found something buried in my backyard at 5 years old. I don't know if you're watching the show today, but at 5 years old, I actually found something buried in my backyard. And then I was like, after that, I started buying antiques to figure out how they worked. And the older I got, the older antiques I bought until I grew up. And I found the oldest antiques in the world were the rocks and minerals.
Oh.
So they actually found me. That's the craziest part. You know, we're all related, you know, to rocks. I tell people that. They're like, well, we're related. I don't, that's not my brother. That's not my sister. That's not my family. But we're all made from a bunch of dirt stuck together very uniformly. So, you know, that's a lot of our problem, too, is if we're low on iron or if we're high on calcium or vice versa. You know, they supply you with something to get you back on the right track. And, for me, is I have so many of them wrapped around me, you know, that it's just beautiful. You know what I mean? It's a positive outlook that when you – I call stones and rocks and minerals and fossils dedication marks. You know, their whole life, all they wanted to become was a treasure, and they made it. So, so that gives us hope that miracles and dreams do come true.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm selling here. I'm selling hope. You know, where else can you go and buy time? You know, the time ticks every day, but I'm actually selling you time. You know, selling rocks, minerals, fossils, collectibles, you know, stuff like that. So that's what kept me so young. You know, lugging all these thousands of pounds of rocks around. It's a good workout. You know, they pay me to work out.
You know, that's awesome. And, you know, and all these natural things, you know, you said a key phrase there, Danny, that, you know, you were getting side effects, you know, and when we're using natural things, you know, we get side benefits.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
You're targeting one thing, it just builds over into healing in other areas. So.
Yeah, I got to do a commercial real quick, guys. We got this delicious pizza today from Frank's Pizza. You can stay on the line. It's okay. I just give the shout out real quick. Frank's hooked us up with some pizza today, and it's super delicious. I just got to talk about it. You know, so
you talk. I'm gonna go get some more.
Okay, you do that. Oh, that's how delicious it is, guys. We're actually losing one of our talkers. So Frank's Pizza is located at 1600 Virginia Street, Dunedin. His website's www.frankspizzapie.com. His hours of operation are Sunday 12 to 9 p.m. Between 12 to 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday 11 to 10 p.m. and Friday and Saturday 11 to 11. Let's make a wish, guys. And his number is 727-216-6963. And again, that's Frank's Restaurant and Pizza. And it's free delivery with up to 3 miles and takeout carry-on available, too. So I just wanted to give a shout-out to Frank. Thank you for this pizza. It's very delicious, and we're definitely going to spread the love.
There's a guy waiting to get some pizza for me. He's on the line waiting. His name is Bruce Foster, and he's around.
Oh, he's looking for a special delivery. Send a pizza right over. Well, you heard him, guys. You heard him. He's looking to rock and roll with us and with a slice of pizza. We appreciate. You know, we got about another 5 or 7 minutes left on the air, so we're just going to pass around the hot potato so everybody gets a little shot on it. So you actually walk around in different events and just pass the torch of your love to one person at a time. Is that what you do?
Yeah, I've been doing that from one city, one state, one country to another for the last 20 years. It's over 26,000 miles now.
Oh, my God.
And it's in 6 continents.
Beautiful. It's beautiful.
And when I've walked, in fact, 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago, I had a friend of mine named Bruce Foster write a song for me called Children of Our World. He's on the line right now waiting to talk to you guys.
Oh, is he?
And listen to one or two of his songs. Yeah, Bruce.
Bruce, are you there?
He's on standby.
Yeah.
Hey, Bruce, welcome, man. How's
How you doing, Bruce?
Great. I've been enjoying the show. I listened to Becky O'Brien talking about Shackley and Dio Hurricaw, and I've been enjoying it so much that I wish I didn't have to talk. I'd rather just listen to you and Becky and Danny talking.
Well, what's cool about all those names, including the people in the stadium with us today, is we all have fire in our eyes. You know what I mean? We're looking to help change the world forever for the better. And everybody has their own, everybody has their own advantages about it because they lived their own life and they grew and they figured things out in their own way because everybody has their own formula. But what's cool is that I'm actually, I don't know if you seen it on the line when we're doing this and stuff, but I'm launching a program. It's called a give back program. And what I'm doing is I'm actually going to give the world a free rock party, but only for the people really in need, like adoption agencies, hospice centers, burn units, anybody that's in real need for hope. I'm that guy that's going to give it to them. And what's cool is that, my whole life I was born a treasure hunter. I grew up. I dug so deep I ended up finding myself surrounded by these rocks. And now that I climbed out, they're calling me a rock star, but I opened a store on the world famous Sponge Docks in Tarpon Springs. I don't know if you guys ever been there, but what's cool is now I get bored easily, so I'm taking it to a step further. And what I'm doing is I just bought out this rock collection from a guy. It was over 50,000 pounds of rough rocks. But what I'm doing is I'm going to go to all those centers I told you about, and I'm going to donate the rocks, donate my time, and donate the materials, and give them a free rock party that the world can enjoy. And what I mean by that though is I'm bringing back the pet rock. So we're gonna each character is gonna make their own pet rock. So at the end of it, their legacy lives on. So say if there's no death, there's no life. You know, if no leaves fell off the trees to decompose for the grass to grow, for the seeds to grow, so we could breathe. If there was none of that, it would never exist. But what's cool is that I'm gonna bring their spirit up with an inanimate object like a rock. So
very cool.
So if you guys could help me, you know, to push this on, I'm trying to be on a national level and actually go across the world with this stuff. Because, you know, so many people, they've never, their whole life, they never were handed anything. And say, God forbid, you know, I go to the worst community in the world, and I set up tents, I give them free rocks, I make them, I set up a big fundraiser thing where they all make their own pet rock. And then by the end of it, they're all rock stars. So you know, it gives hope. It gives hope back to where, you know, where they lost hope. There's no superheroes today that they need to look up to. They're all blinded by superheroes on TV that, you know, that has superpowers and stuff. But I'm stepping up, and I'm going to give my knowledge, my love, as my superpower. So everybody can become a rock star.
Everybody's got their axe, right?
It's so cool. Well, we have an endless supply, so why not? Why not give back to the community like that? Why be gluttony and hoard it for the world? You know, that's not fair. So, and what's cool is, too, I'm going to make a website at the end of it, and their picture is going to be on it with their family and legacy underneath it, plus the rock they made. So now they're locked in stone. You know what I mean? You can't make this stuff up, guys. You know what I mean? This is like the real deal.
I think Bruce might have a song along those lines, Bruce.
Well, sing it to us, Bruce. Sing it to us.
Hey, Becky, is that you, Becky, or are you
That's
still
me.
On? Becky, I've owed you a call for over a month.
Bruce is on there. Bruce, you're on the air, right?
Yeah, but they need to hear about you and who you are, Bruce. Oh, my gosh. Do they have any idea?
Okay.
Yeah,
nine gold records.
So should we tell him to sing the song?
Ask him if he wants the song he wants us to play. Bruce,
do you want us to play the song? Sorry for interrupting you guys. Bruce, you want us to play your song you wrote?
Sure.
I'd love to hear it.
Sure? Yeah. All right, let's do it.
Nine gold records.
We can't pass that up, Bruce. You know what I mean?
He writes with Richard Zamboran. Yeah. And he's connected with people like that.
Now, which one are we listening to?
Which one would you like to listen to?
The song that I wrote for Danny's Walk Around the World.
Walk Around the World.
Was called For the Children of Our World, okay. And that's, which is the title of the album, that the four-song EP that we're trying to promote. The proceeds from it, the profits from it, go to helping wipe out polio.
Oh, that's great.
The issue of it. And around the world for all the children that are not getting inoculated, and it's really kind of sweeping back. Our initial thing on this is, in this run of discs, is going to go towards that. And
beautiful.
So I think it's, Danny, what is it selling for? Only $10 a disc, right? And you get four songs that you keep forever, and you're giving money towards helping cure polio.
How do they order that? How do they order that, Danny?
And through CD Baby, and all you do is look for, you could go to Bruce Stephen Foster, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Bruce Stephen Foster, on CD Baby, and it'll come up, Children of Our World. Or you can go to the Global Walk site.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people are going to be interested in getting that. We only got a couple minutes left, so what's neat is I actually wrote a couple songs too. I've been writing a book for about 6 years, and I'm about to publish it, and I got like four songs in it myself. But what did he say real quick? Hold on 1 second.
We have a commercial that Sean is going to do.
Okay.
Oh, there's a commercial real quick. We got to give.
Yes.
Right. And then we're going to play your song, Danny. Okay.
Okay, we have a company by the name of Verazzano's New York Pizza. It's quite delicious. They look like they have a specialty for every day. So Monday, you got free garlic knots, and Tuesday, you've got 14 large on special. Wednesday's an extra large pizza. Thursday, $6 foot-long subs. $7 Philly cheesesteaks. Who doesn't like that?
Love it.
Friday, 14-inch large, regular topping. Saturday, 18 large, regular topping. And Sunday, huge 18 large. So, great place. Their address, where's their address at? Oh, their phone number is 727 437 7226, and their address is 1801 Sunset Point Drive, Clearwater, Florida. Great pizza, New York pizza. Who doesn't like that? And also we have another, they have a grand opening happening, it looks like. When is this grand opening?
It might have just happened then.
It might have just happened. It doesn't really give a date on their flyer. But again, Verazinos, I believe it looks like they have a website as well, verazinos.com.
Okay. Is everybody still there?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to get about 2 more minutes of talk time. We're going to talk about our stores one more time. And then what we're going to do is we're going to play the your song on the walkout. So let's give it to Grady real quick.
Alrighty, real simple. I teach mixed martial arts for children 6 and older. Anyways, phone number is 727-72-MMA-72. The address is 14100 U.S. Highway 19 North, Unit 130, Clearwater, Florida. And I just wanted to talk about Jay. I was going to find out if he had a website.
I do have a website. It's jaystreasures.com. I just launched it a couple days ago. But I'm going to probably make another website for this charity to give back to the world.
Nice.
You know, you have to. You know, it's not fair. If you don't give, you don't get. So I'm going to give it back and then get it.
Yeah, one quick thing about O2Easy and our new Yoki Vapor Lounge in Dunedin. You can find us on the web at www.dunedinvapes.com. What that will do is send you to our telephone, and we'll help you with any of your vaporizing needs. I would like to say that I am a survivor of COPD, and I like to use the words I had COPD. I've been vaping for 4.5 years now as a 2-pack-a-day smoker for 30 years, and it was killing me, literally. Since I've been vaping, I don't have breathing issues any longer, so I'd like to end with that.
You want to tell them the address?
We have 2 addresses now, so Largo is 13433 Belcher Road South, and our Dunedin is 1092 Pinehurst Road, right there off of Main Street. Just pull into Carmelita's and go straight back.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you all. I just want to say thank you to all the guests today.
Thank you, Tammy.
And thank you, Jay and Dawn and Sean for being in the studio. And thank you, Danny. And thank you, Susan, and everybody that was on the air today. And we're going to end the show today with the song from Bruce.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Can't wait.
All right. It's going
to
start.
Wonderful.
Right?
Hey, while you guys are listening to that song, I'm going to get some pizza.
Thank you. You got another one.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Frank, for that, too. Paul. Yeah, you guys are so sweet. Thank you.
Here is a journey we're all taking, where every road leads back to our hearts. 1 foot in heaven, 1 on the earth, till we're not sure just where we are. There are no boundaries, creeds or colors, through the eyes of any child. They shape our future, break down our walls, see through the barriers that separate us all. And it's one by one, and it's day by day, till the children of our world know.